from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia strongly rejects Israel's recognition of Somaliland. President Prabowo appreciates rapid infrastructure recovery in disaster-affected areas. Here is the news in detail. Indonesia has strongly rejected Israel's recognition of the sovereignty of Somaliland, a separatist region of the Federal Republic of Somalia, viewing it as a serious threat to security in the Horn of Africa and the Red Sea. This position was agreed upon in a joint statement among inter-regional foreign ministers involving Indonesia and 21 other countries, along with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Gulf Cooperation Council, adopted on December 26. In a statement posted on its official X social media account on Wednesday night, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the recognition of Somaliland sovereignty could have serious implications for international peace and security and constitutes a major violation of international law by Israel. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto personally inspected disaster-affected locations in Batuhula village, North Sumatra, on New Year's Eve on Tuesday. During the visit, the president praised the accelerated infrastructure development that successfully restored community access in a short period.
Jembatan yang baru dibangun.
The newly built bridge was also constructed in a very short time. Usually such a bridge takes 3 weeks to a month. This was successfully completed in how many days? 10 days. Thank you. This is the result of the hard work of all agencies, the military, national police, the community, public works, and the National Disaster Mitigation Agency.
Polri, masyarakat, PU, BNPB.
The president also stated the recovery progress for previously isolated villages in North Sumatra is proceeding well. Out of dozens of affected points, only 5 villages across the North Sumatra region currently remain in the process of access restoration. As a long-term commitment, President Prabowo promised to rebuild the homes of residents who lost their dwellings due to the disaster. Entering 2026, the president also ensured all national strategic programs would continue to reach communities in disaster areas to guarantee the future of the people post-disaster. The development of Indonesia's new capital city, Nusantara, continues to show progress. Vice President of Indonesia, Gibran Rakabuming Raka, inspected the city legislative area in East Kalimantan province on Wednesday, as part of the oversight of the development of the State Institution Center, which is targeted to support Nusantara's function as the capital in 2028. Director of Facilities and Infrastructure of Nusantara Authority, Chakra Negara, stated the construction of the legislative and judicial areas is targeted for completion in December 2027. The area includes the legislative building with a plenary session facility capable of accommodating 1,500 seats. Unlike previous years, New Year 2026 celebrations in Indonesia were generally held without fireworks displays. For instance, The New Year's Eve 2026 celebration at the Hotel Indonesia Runabout in Jakarta on Wednesday. Instead of fireworks, the event featured an interfaith joint prayer and religious reflections at the moment of the year's transition. Jakarta Governor Pramono Anung said in his remarks, the event format reflected Jakarta's concern for the victims of floods and landslides in northern Sumatra in late November.
Di malam pergantian tahun ini, Jakarta berdiri bersama-sama.
On this New Year's Eve, Jakarta stands together with our brothers and sisters in Aceh, North Sumatra, West Sumatra, and all regions of Indonesia that are facing disasters. From Jakarta, we send empathy, prayers, and hope to them all.
Doa dan harapan bagi mereka semua.
The turn of the year was marked by Ketupat Lepas or Betawi Jakarta tradition of releasing a giant palm leaf casing of ketupat rice cake. At the event, Jakarta provincial government also raised donations to help ease the burden of disaster victims, successfully collecting more than 3 billion rupiah or almost $180,000. By the end of 2025, more than 1,100 people had died as a result of floods and landslides in the northern Sumatra provinces, while 165 others were still missing. We continue with Indonesian Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Yuliot Paid, a working visit to Tempino Oil Collection Station in Jambi on Wednesday to witness the first unloading of crude oil from community wells to Pertamina EP. This step is a concrete implementation of the Ministerial Regulation No. 14 of 2025, which aims to integrate community oil wells into the formal system. Deputy Minister Yuliot emphasized the transformation from illegal to legal status is key to providing legal protection and improving safety and environmental aspects in the field. We end the news with Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon, who inaugurated the shelter of Batu Tulis inscription in Batu Tulis area, Bogor City, West Java, on Wednesday, as part of the Ministry's Cultural Heritage Site Revitalization Program. The shelter was built to protect the inscription by taking into account technical aspects, site characteristics, and the authenticity of the cultural heritage. During the event, the Minister of Culture stated, several cultural heritage sites in West Java, including Bogor, are currently undergoing arrangement and preservation. In addition to site revitalization, the Ministry of Culture is promoting the strengthening of museum functions as a means of preserving and presenting cultural history. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
find another way.
Of Indonesia.
Yeah, we are the one, we are the brave, we are the undisputed. Yeah, we are the best, we are the fastest, we are the undefeated.
Semangat terpacu, sejajar niat. Kemenangan sudah dekat. Fokus ke depan, lepas rintangan. Titik krusial kawan, satu pencapaian. Now it's time to roll. What we're waiting for? Ready or not, take control. We'll break the door. This time is yours.
Kerja keras mu akan kalahkan bakat. Saat bakat tadi berat, lampaui tekad. Ku takkan berhenti walau tempo melambat. Walau terkikis habis niat, ku takkan berkarat. If you wanna go fast, you go alone. Whatever it takes, I got a stone in my head. If you wanna go far, go together. Whatever it takes, stick with the plan forever.
If you wanna go fast, you go alone. If you wanna go far, go together.
Siap menantang dunia.
Whatever takes the world.
Tunjukkan pada mereka.
This is the time for it.
Yeah, we are the one. We are the brave.
memang kadang kerja keras. Pencapaian akhir ini kemenangan atas. Fokus akan tugas serta kerja sampai tuntas. Hasil di lapang bisa beda di atas kertas. Bukan jika dikerjakan dengan lugas. Menentang dunia walau kalah tapi puas. Menentang diri sendiri untuk jadi yang puas. Back off cause you ain't got no stress. You don't mess with the best. Atur rencana, strategi, lancarkan misi. Semua butuh proses. Yes, bersatu itu awal, bersama itu progres. Kerjasama dan fokus pada target. Let's go now, get your success.
Wanna go fast, you go alone. If you wanna go far, go together.
Siap menantang dunia.
Whatever takes to win.
Tunjukkan pada mereka.
Cause this is the time for the win.
Yeah, we are the one. We are the brave. We are the undisputed. Yeah, we are the best. We are the fastest. We are the undefeated.
Oh, 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 oh,
menantang dunia.
Whatever takes to win.
Tunjukkan pada mereka.
Cause this is the time for win.
Yeah, we are the one. We are the brave. We are the undisputed.
Siap menang.
Special culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ingat,
ngurus, 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 ngurus.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's editions come with the title Badendam Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendam Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every the year. The Badendam Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendam Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendam tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendam tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire populations must participate in the series of events. The Badendam tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing traditions with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the new year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendam Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities. At the same time, strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens, starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity. As the name suggests, Badendam at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiva is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gathered. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that the Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and also guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. And today's topic is about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Pulau Karimun Jawa, Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. I am going to say each word 2 times, and please repeat after me. Saat ini, which means right now. Di pesisir, which means on the coasts. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. Saat ini, saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini, saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means right now, I'm on the coasts of Karimun Jawa Island. Bersama, which means together with. Petugas, which means officer. Taman Nasional, which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means right now, I'm on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there's the word pesisir, which means coasts, a land next to or near the ocean. Pesisir, which means coasts, is a word we use related to a natural landscape. Pesisir, which means coasts, was used by Chris to state a part of a beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature. Terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah, which means coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty. Hutan bakau, which means mangrove forest. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa, which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was even called as the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involve in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Voice of Indonesia.